Yesterday we left off discussing that we have to look into the name Leviathan to understand the mahus of the Leviathan. Where is the name Leviathan explained? The name Leviathan is explained by the Alter Rebbe in Torah Ur. The Maimer, Lahavin, to understand the machlekes of the Leviathan v'shar habar. The Alter Rebbe is Mayrich to explain the name Leviathan. In order to understand it properly, you have to understand first somebody that has a similar name to Leviathan, Shevet Levi. That is very interesting about the names of the Shvatim, that we know the reason behind their names. When it comes to Shevet Levi, so Leah calls out, Hapam Yilove Ishi Eli. When it came to Reuven, she says, Kira Hashem Esayini Hashem saw my pain. Comes to Shimon, Kishama Hashem, Hashem listen to me. When it comes to Levi, so he says, Hapam Yilove Ishi Eli, which literally means that my husband will come connect to me. Why by Shevet Levi was literally that Yaakov will connect with Leah? So Rashi says that Leah made the cheshbon that if we knew that Yaakov is going to have 12 shvatim and he has 4 wives, so each wife has to give birth to at least 3. Until now she only had 2, so Lav Davka she was going to do her part. Now that she has 3 children, so now we know that the Yaakov, she's done her part for Yaakov, and therefore she's hoping the Yaakov will appreciate her work. What we see from here is that the word Levi, or the Avodah of Levi, is a deeper connection to Hashem than the level before. You have the level of Reuven, you have the level of Shimon, and then you have the level of Levi, the ultimate high connection between the Yid and Hashem. But it's explained in Chassidus that the 3 parashas of Kishma, the first Ve'ahavta, is connected to Reuven, Vayim Shemaya is connected to Shimon, and Emes V'yatziv, and the 3rd parasha, Emes V'yatziv, is connected to Levi. Because the idea of Levi represents a very high and very deep connection to Neid and Hashem. The Avodah of Leviathan is the same thing. It's the Avodah of connecting the Yid to Hashem. In this Avodah itself, there are 2 levels. There's the Zohar Leviathan, and then there's the Nekeva Leviathan. In order to understand the difference, let's first describe for a second the difference in the Zohar and the Nekeva. That when a child is born, so it spends most of the time with Bet Tanaim in the mother's stomach. It takes 9 months for the child to develop in the Bet Tanaim. What comes from the father in a Nekuda is expanded 9 months in the Bet Tanaim. Like we know that Chachma, the level of Chachma, you have a thought, first comes initial thought into your head, and then comes Bina, where you explain it, to understand it, break it down to details, in order to fully develop the thought. And that would explain that Chochma is Zohar, and Bina is Nekeva. Because Nekeva means taking something which is a Nekuda, and breaking it down to different details. Therefore we know, B'Gashmias, that the Dibur was given to Isha. Why was Dibur given to the Isha? Like it says, the Eivishter brought 10 levels of Dibur to the world. 9 he gave to the ladies, and the 10th they stole from the men. And therefore, what was up is Dibur? Because Dibur is connected to Bina. Taking something, expounding on it, breaking it down to detail. Mashenking men, Begashmi is the much more staying things straight, the mental flowery stuff. Say it the way it is, like you ever heard the expression, say it like a man. It means without cutting aside all the side things, say what you mean, put it on the table. That's it, straight to the point. That's man talk. Ladies tend to be more flowery in detail. The idea of Zohar is the Nekuda, and the idea of Nekeva is the expansion. What does this mean in Avodas Hashem? In Avodas Hashem, that means like this. A Zohar Levyosin means somebody that at a point in his life, he has this level of connection to Hashem. He's like, Levyosin is like an out-of-the-world connection. Like this spiritual high, this Enoid Mavade, Bittul B'metzias. It's like a real high level of a tzaddik. The Zohar Levyosin means somebody that has the Nikud of it, he has part of it. The Nikeva Levyosin means somebody that his whole life is expanded. His whole life he's living on a level of Levyosin of Enoid Mavade. Being that that's the case, the Eivishter said that such an Avayda cannot be. Why can't there be such an Avayda? Because to have, we're supposed to make a deer b'tachtonim, we're supposed to deal with the world, and if you're flying Eineid Mavade in the Hechle Elamis, you can't be involved in the world. So therefore, what did the Eivishter do? He destroyed the Nekeva. What did we gain by destroying the Nekeva? In other words, telling a Yid that the main Avayda right now is not Eineid Mavade, Areis from the Welt. The main Avayda right now is to be in the Welt. So why did he let the Zohar live? Because in order to do Avayda in the world, that's me one day or 2 days on the Kuda of the year that you're Hecher from Eilemis. Like we know, before Cheshvan comes Simchas Torah. What's the connection? Because Cheshvan, we're back into the world. But you have to have a Zah experience like Simchas Torah, Areis from the Kalim in Gansin, like Yichud Eilah for 1 day, or 2 days, whatever, depends on the level of the person. You have Yichud Eilah for such levels that Areis from the Kalim in Gansin, totally not in this world, that gives you the koyach to deal with the world the rest of the year. Somebody that's in the world the whole year will never be able to fight with the world, because in order to elevate the world, you have to have a koyach from outside the world. So for once in a while, like we have coming up in a few weeks, is the Kinnus HaShluchim. It's a weird thing. The Rebbe says you should go on Shluchis, and once a week, once a year, all the Shluchim are leaving their Mokim HaShluchis. And there are many of them that don't find substitutes. They say, this Shabbos, there's no services. How are they allowed to do that? Because if you want to be matzliach a whole year, you have to come once a year, 770, fishachav mechkeches. That gives you the kach for the whole year. That is like zocher levyosin. That means once a year, in the kuda, you have a high inspiration for one Shabbos, and then you're able to get to the rest of the year. So therefore, bizman hazeh, we're only a keli, and we're only mechuyim, and the Eibush only wants that we should be a zocher levyosin. When Mashiach comes in Mirtzah Hashem, we're going to be a Nekeva Levyos. In other words, our whole lives are going to be an Einod Mavadei Dekalayit, but at that point it's going to be in the world itself. We're going to be able to be a Keli for the world itself, that this Nekud of Levyosin should be able to be brought out. We should be able to live in this world and be a level of Nekeva of Levyosin.